I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Well, we do have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? And I trust your heart has been blessed this evening in the songs. What a joy to just rejoice with Carol, Mike, her family, at what God is doing. I kind of chuckled toward the end of her testimony. I don't know that I've ever heard a woman give a testimony that she was thankful that she is not losing weight anymore and that she is maintaining her weight. I think that's a first, Carol. There you go. Is that a good dum-dum sucker?
Yeah. Keeps
you going. Good deal. All right. Well, shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Thank you, Father, that we can be here tonight. How we thank you for who you are and what you mean to us and how you work in our lives, each and every one of us, Lord. If we would begin to list the ways that you care for us, you provide for us, you protect us, you bless us, what a list that would be. And we just thank you that for whatever reason, you have seen fit to show and demonstrate your love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, you sent your Son to die in our place and to make forgiveness of sin and the gift of everlasting life a reality when we put our trust in you. We pray that as we continue on in our service, you would be glorified in what is said and done. Guide me that I would honor you in this time here in your word. In your name I pray, amen. Andrew, a title for this one is, What About My Sin? What About My Sin? Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. And let's begin at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and justice, or judgment, for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Our text verse from this, if you want to think of a particular verse, is that 12th one, which tells us as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Here's a question for you. When we receive the Lord as our own personal Savior, one of the blessings of it is that he forgives us our sin. My question is, though, do you ever find yourself thinking about some of the things, sins, that you committed in the past? Do you ever find yourself, maybe in a quiet time, and you start thinking, and all of a sudden something comes to your mind, a sin which you committed in the past? I don't need to know what it is, but is there anybody? I do. Just a couple of nights ago, I quite often have time to lay and think as I'm trying to go to sleep. And I was laying there in the darkness. What brought this to my mind? I don't know. But I was laying there and I hadn't thought of this for years. Something that I did when I was a boy. Something that I was ashamed of. And I even asked myself the question, where did this come from? How come you remember? Why did you remember this tonight? And so in the darkness, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I know you've already even forgotten about this. You forgave me of it. I thank you for that. Just help me to be able to forget some of the terrible things that I've done in the past. Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be good? If we didn't, I have a terrible memory, but how come my memory is so good about things like that? They make you ashamed. They make you thankful for the salvation that's ours in Christ. I'll tell you that. So the question, do you ever think about your past sin? And the next question is, does the Lord ever think about your past sins? No, he doesn't. Isn't that a good thing? Aren't you thankful for that? We've looked at this reference here, our key one, our text one this evening, and you know we've often made reference to this, the as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And we know on the globe, we know the difference in directions. Aren't we glad that it doesn't say as far as the north is from the south? Because there's a North Pole and a South Pole. And you can head north, 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 and you can get to the North Pole and keep heading the same direction, and you go past it, and which direction are you walking all of a sudden? You're walking south. But there is no East Pole or West Pole. As we go around the earth, East and west never meet, do they? There is no place where they come together. That's the beauty. That's the beauty of this verse. As far as the east is from the west, well, they'll never meet. That's how far He has removed our transgressions from us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But let's look at some other passages. We're just going to look at a few passages this evening, hopefully be able to encourage each one as we think about this topic. What about my sin? And I hope your heart will be encouraged and challenged as you go away from here this evening to realize what a wonderful salvation is ours. As we stop and think about what God has done with our sin, we will never, never face it again. Let's look at, for instance, Isaiah 38, verse 17, as we go to another spot. Isaiah 38, 17. Here the prophet says, "Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind your back." The prophet is saying, I was down here as he begins that verse. For peace I had great bitterness. Something was really bothering the prophet. And he said, but you in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. Why? How did that come about? He said, it's because you cast all my sins behind your back. Isn't that a good word? Aren't you glad for that little three-letter word, A-L-L? Not, you cast part of my sins behind your back, and you kept a handful of them to throw in my face and say, hey you, remember this, remember that. Remember what you used to do, and remember how you used to live. But the prophet says, You brought peace to my soul. You, at a time when I was down, I didn't have peace. I had bitterness, but you reminded me that you have cast all of my sins behind your back. Micah chapter 7. Give you a minute to find those. If you're like me, those little ones move around from place to place. They're never in the same spot that they were the time before. But anyway, Micah chapter 7, in verses 18 and 19. Remember our question in our message title is, what about my sin? In our text, what about my sin? First thing we saw was, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far he has removed our transgressions from us. We saw in Isaiah 38, verse 17, what about my sin? He has cast all of my sin behind his back. Micah gives us another picture in Micah 7. Micah 18 and 19. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. That's a tremendous verse, that 18th one. As we stop and think about what the prophet here is saying, who is a God like you? First of all, you pardon iniquity. Then you pass by the transgression of the remnant of your heritage. You don't just dwell on it. Notice here, you don't retain your anger forever. And the reason God doesn't retain his anger forever at us is because he delights in what? Mercy. He would a lot rather be merciful to us than what? Anger. And what is mercy? Giving us what we don't really deserve. We deserve his anger, but he doesn't want to be angry with us. He delights in being merciful to us. Verse 19, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And then notice, thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. What about my sin? Am I going to have to worry about God throwing those things back in my face again? No, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. Isaiah, we saw that the prophet said he's thrown our sins behind his back. He's not looking at them. He's moving on. They're behind him now. And here he says, you're going to throw all of our iniquities. You're going to cast all their sins, the sins of his own, where? Into the depths of the sea. I think about the chorus that we used to sing. Gone, 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 yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free and in my heart's a song. What's the rest of it? Buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally, praise God. My sins are gone. That's where they got that little chorus that we used to sing. That wasn't just something that somebody made up. It's from Scripture. And I don't know whether a hymn came to your mind or not, but that 18th verse, I wish we had our instruments at the piano and organ because we could just stop and sing it right now. But who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? You know what that song is? Great God of wonders. And that chorus in there uses these very words that we find from verse 18. One of my favorite hymns, by the way, as we think about that. So, what about my sin? Well, as far as the east is from the west, he's removed them from me. Does that bring great comfort to you or not? What about my sin? God's cast them behind his back. Does that bring great comfort to you or not? What about my sin? Well, he said he was going to cast them into the sea, into the, not the shore of the sea, because you could reach down in there and pick them up again, but the what of the sea? The depths of the sea. You know, there are spots in the ocean that are miles deep. That gives me great comfort to think of that. Here's the picture that God gave the prophet of old to bring great comfort to us. How far God has removed our sins from us. He's cast them into the depths of the sea. He's not going to dredge them up once again and wave them in front of our face. Because there's things I'm ashamed of. And I'm sure there are you too. Let's look at Isaiah 44:22. Isaiah 44. 22. What do we find here? Help if I would look at Isaiah 44, it would say what I want it to say. Here the prophet, quoting the Lord, says, "I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee." What about my sin? God has blotted them out, just like a cloud. Look at 43:25. 43:25. "I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake." And here's what I really enjoy. What does this last phrase say? "And will not" what? "Remember thy sins." That's why a few nights ago in the darkness, excuse me, when from the depths of ancient history in my mind, that sin came to my mind, I told the Lord, "I know according to your word, you don't even remember what I'm talking about. But I remember, and I'm thankful that you forgave me of it. Help me to forget. Help me to forget some of this stuff." So we find here, not only has he blotted out our sin, but he specifically says that he will not remember our sins. Does that bring great peace to you, great comfort, or not? Well, it does to me. As we think about how that he blots out our sins and he will not remember them, I think about this word "blotted out" means to wipe off or to wash out as one would wash out ink. And I thought of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, that familiar verse which says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet," what color is scarlet? Red. "They shall be as" what? "White as snow." Blotted out. No residue stain left. Nothing to remind. "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Praise God. Remember them no more. Jeremiah chapter 4. It's point 4, Jeremiah 31. Sorry about that. Jeremiah 31, 34. "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." What about my sin? Forgiven, removed as far as the east is from the west. We find that my sin has been cast behind his back. He has buried them in the sea. He has blotted them out. He has said that he will not even remember them anymore. That when we would talk to him about them, it would be as if God would say, "What are you talking about? I don't remember what you're talking about. Because I have forgiven them. I've removed them. I've taken care of them." Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12 in the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. writer of Hebrews, once again quoting the Lord, says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I what? Remember no more." Look at Hebrews 10:17 in closing. Hebrews 10:17 just simply says, "And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Where are they? What about your sin? You know the Lord is your own personal Savior. Guess what? We have looked at some marvelous truths this evening. Thank God for the truth concerning this glorious salvation that is ours. Thank God for the effect of the work of Christ on the cross in your behalf and mine. He didn't just partway take care of our past. He took care of it completely, didn't he? Isn't that a great blessing? The old chorus again. We could close with, maybe I'll ask Jer if she would come up to the piano for this one. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are what? Pardon? They're gone. Let's stand and sing that, okay?